So let's dive into the closing sugya of Simen Resh Peivav. Simen Resh Peivav had opened with a focus on Maseches Yuma, because many of the early dinim in terms of Chiyav Batin, Ptur Batin, were rooted in the Yuma Daf Yud Aleph. And then over the course of the Simen, we had transitioned to sugyas that are rooted in Maseches Menachos. Now at the very end, we have a sugya that it begins in Bava Metzia, and lands largely in Menachos, but 10 blot later in the fourth parak and Daf Mem Dalet Amud Aleph. The Mishnah in Maseches Bava Metzia, the bottom of Kuf Aleph Amud Beis, is talking about a Din Mamonos issue. It's talking about a question of landlord-tenant interactions, and specifically, you know, who's chayv to fix what. So I'm a tenant in an apartment, comes up all the time. A tenant in an apartment, something breaks. The water is not working, the pressure in the shower, the this, the that, the shelf, whatever it is. So who's supposed to be taking care of things? So the Mishnah raises that issue. The Mishnah points out, and the Gemara explains a little more, that big things are on the landlord, little things are on the tenant. So something that's a maisa umma, you need to call in a plumber, you need to call in an electrician, so that's the landlord's responsibility to take care of. But something that's small that you can handle on your own, so you should be handling your own, and that's not the landlord's obligation. So in that context, the Gemara raised a question about mezuzah, and then rephrases its question, because the Gemara says, asks, well, who's the chi of mezuzah? The Gemara says, mezuzah, of course, mezuzah is on the socher, not the masker, because mezuzah is chovas hadar. So that's the chi of asocher. Gemara says, no, of course, we knew that. That's Gemara's elsewhere. The mezuzah is chovas hadar, from psachim and elsewhere. No, that was the only open shaila was if you need to do some work on the doorpost in order to fashion a place where you can install the mezuzah, so who has to take care of that? Oh, that's already a fair question. The Gemara deals with that based on the klalim of Maisa Uman versus Maisa Hedyom. After that, the Gemara has one more piece, short piece, which we'll be never come back to when we get to Reish Sadi Aleph, the top of Kuf Bey, is about taking mezuzahs when you leave. But for now, in terms of Reish Peivav, so we have this Gemara. The Gemara says, Davar Pashat, that to actually put up the mezuzah, to pay for mezuzah, to install the mezuzah, that's ala socher, not ala maskir, because the mezuzah is chovas hadar. Okay. Tosfos points out that how you read that Gemara is a little bit sticky in light of a Gemara in Menachos Daf Mem Dalet. Why do we move from Lamed Dalet to Mem Dalet? From Perek Tomitz Rabbah to Perek Atcheles, because the Gemara here is officially within the Sugyas of Tzitzis, and the Gemara has a comment of the Amor of Yehuda that when it comes to Tzitzis, you borrow a beged from someone to your putter for the first 3 days, but beyond that you're chayv. First, why lo imem dalam and alf maseches menachos? Kind of like your chayv. And then the Gemara says, a right to Amor of Yehuda, what he said about tzitzis from a brisa about mezuzah. That your pot in general, your potter for 30 days, mikan ve'elach your chayv if you're a socher. The exception being, if you're a socher, true socher, not just taking a hotel room, you're a true socher in Eretz Yisrael, so in Meshum Yishar Eretz Yisrael, you have to chayv mezuzah li'al. Normally, leaving aside the unique feature of Yishar Eretz Yisrael, typically, socher bias from ought to be chayv only, not toch lamed, your patzer lacher lamed, your chayv. The Tosfos raises Tosfos raises a fascinating question about how you understand that your pater toch lama and your chayv lachar lama. How you understand that your pater toch lama and your chayv lachar lama? What changes lachar lama? What changes lachar lama? So Tosfos has two suggestions. Tosfos has two suggestions. one suggestion, and one suggestion is the difference between Toch Lamed and Lacher Lamed is the Toch Lamed, it's not base dira d'day. Lacher Lamed is base dira d'day. Lacher Lamed takachai, but Toch Lamed, it's not your dira. What do you mean it's not your dira? I mean, it doesn't mean, presumably Tosis doesn't mean you don't own it. You don't own it Lacher Lamed either. So presumably what Tosis means, and especially since Tosis goes on to say within the first pshat, that ownership is really irrelevant. There is no din of Beis Secha in the sense of ownership. It's just that for the first 30 days, it's your pater because it's not based dira d'day. But lachar lama yom, you're chayiv min haTorah, absolutely. Ownership is irrelevant. That's the first day in Tosis. So what does it mean is lav based dira d'day? It doesn't mean in ownership sense. Presumably, he means what the Beis Yosef quotes from Rabbeinu Manoach. We don't have it. We don't have Rabbeinu Manoach. I imagine it's probably Rabbeinu Manoach on the Rambam, which we don't have on this part of Rambam. Or maybe it's one of Rabbeinu Manoach other Svarim. Rabbeinu Manoach says explicitly that the fact that you're Pater Toch Lamed, this is, goes back to one of the general principles. That one of the general principles of Chiyuv Mezuzah, going back to basics, there's certain Tanoim in the structure of the house, there's certain Tanoim in the deer of the house. One of the terms, the deer of the house has to be a deer askava. Rabbeinu Manoach says, Toch Lamed is not deer askava, Lacher Lamed, deer askava. Only, in other words, what does that mean? If I own something for less than 30 days, I'm chayiv immediately. So what does that mean? So presumably what that means is that we already saw in discussing Diras Kava earlier that there are different ways to become Aroi. Right? One type of Aroi is like Sukkah. It's inherently a temporary dwelling. We also saw some discussion, you remember, the Shach thought that Aroi might also have to do, another way to become Aroi is that I live there I use it for a very small percentage of the day. That's how he had understood the difference between Beis HaMedrash and Beis HaKnesses, the Mordechai's Chiluk. And yet a third way to become Aroi, you remember that was the Stipler's question, is even though I live there with great permanence, I'm there, I plan to be there for a very long time, and I'm there throughout the day, but if it's mobile, so then that's how Chaim Kanievsky pointed out, that's probably what the Rambam means. He says, Baisha Besfina is Pater, the Yerushalmi. If you live in an olal all your life, live in a boat all your life, you're Pater because it moves. So any of these factors could deem the Dira a mere Dira Saroi and therefore Pater. So here, according to Rabbeinu Manoach and the first Pshat and Tosis, here we have a fourth. If I plan to be here for a short period of time, plus I don't even own it, the combination of those, that's Lachar the Pshat. I think that's what Shachri says over. The combination of those two factors together makes this Dira to Aroi to be Chayiv Mezuzah. But if I'm living in a place that I own, even for a short time, or it's not a place, and it's a rental, but I'm here for the long term, so then that's a Dira's Kava. That's a Dira's Kava. So that's Alpi Pashas, the first day in Tosis. Yeah.
We say that it's a matter if you plan on being there a long period of time.
Okay, it's good. So let's come back to him. Here we lay on the and we'll come back to him. Very, very good. You touched an important point, which I was intentionally trying to leave aside just for a couple minutes. The other day in Tosfos, said the second day in Tosfos says no. Tosfos mem dala manalf in Menachos says no. Lamed Yom, that's not a sheer daraisa. Lamed Yom is just an issue of Marasayin. What do you mean Marasayin? Really, I'm Pater. The first day in Tosfos holds fundamentally I'm Chayiv in a Bayis HaSachar. Narvas, if it's only 30 days or less, then it's Aroi. The second day in Tosfos holds enough fundamentally you're Pater in a Bayis HaSachar. After 30 days, it looks like you own it. If it's a short-term rental, no one has forgotten who the previous owner is. But after a while, there for a while, people may forget. But that means that fundamentally you're Pater, and even Lachar Lamed, the whole Chiv is only Midrabanan. So just sort of unpacking this, there are many points of difference in the two days. internally in terms of how you understand the din, as well as how you understand certain external sugyas. In terms of how you understand the din, most fundamentally, most directly, the first day of Hozel Achar Lamed, you're chayiv min haTorah, even on a bayis haSachar. While the second day of Hozel Achar Lamed, you're chayiv only midrabanan mishamar asayim. And that's rooted in the fact that the first day of Hozel, that ownership is not a relevant criterion when it comes to mezuzah, and therefore I can have a chi of mezuzah even if I'm not the owner. The second day it holds, no. There is a, you know, the second day would add a an additional tanai, an 11th tanai to the Rambam's 10 tanaim. The second day would say that you're only chai mezuzah min haTorah if you own it. Where does that come from? So that's a question of the Torah says Beisecha. Now the problem is, and here's, we start to talk about how you understand certain external Gemaras. A Gemara that seems to support the first day is back on Daf Lamed Dalet. And this actually appears several places in Shas. The question says, well, what's Biyascha all about? What do we darshan from Biyascha? But from Beisecha, rather. Oh, you know, we darshan from Beisecha. You know, we darshan from Beisecha. That teaches us, derech biyascha, that the chiyuv, the location for the chiyuv mezuzah is b'yamin haknisa. Not teaching you that you need to own it. So, pashtus in that Gemara is that ownership is irrelevant. Pashtus that Gemara is that ownership is relevant. And Tosus points out the Gemara in Chulin, and the Rishus Hagez seems to be even clear. Who needs Beisecha? What do you need Beisecha for? The Gemara is searching. Oh, the answer is you need Beisecha to teach you Derech Biyascha Yemin HaKnisa. Seems there it's even sharper that we couldn't think of anything else. The most obvious answer is ownership. Apparently, ownership is irrelevant. So that's the first day in Tosfos, and along with the Rebbeim and Noach, the Chiyuv Mezuzah and the Bais HaSachar is Darai. So there is no din of ownership. The Bais HaSachar is only relevant to Derech Biyascha. Chazal apparently understood that this is not one. There are areas of Halacha, there are mitzvahs where ownership is relevant. Here it's not. The second day in Tosas, who holds another, is a din of Shalacha, and the whole Chiyuv on a Bais HaSachar is only Jabonin. What do they do with the fact that Bais HaSachar is for something else? The Tosas points out, no, there are two Bais HaSachars, because the same pasuk appears twice in Bais HaSachar and Akim, the two parshas of Mezuzah. So, yeah, of course, the first one we use Kipshuto for Shalacha. That's how the second day in Tosas understands. The question is, but now I have a second one, so what do I do with the second one? And that now we're scrounging around. Oh, it must be the second one is for derech biyascha. Yeah, there's another Gemara also. There are two other Gemaras that play into this conversation. There's two other Gemaras. One is the Gemara in Shabbos, and one is the Gemara in Bav Metzia. How do you deal with the Gemara in Shabbos? Says Biyado Lahafkiran. The Gemara in Shabbos Kuf Lamed Aleph, beginning of the 19th parak, Ritva quotes this Gemara, says that sounds like I could be pater from mezuzah if I'll be mafker my house. That seems pretty clear that ownership matters. Okay, the Ritva points out, yeah, on the other hand, maybe you'll say, if you think ownership doesn't matter, so then you'll say that, then you'll have to say that what? You'll have to say, B'yalav Kiran doesn't mean literally to not own it, it means to move out, to not live there. And if you don't live there, then you're taka pater. And that brings us to the other Gemara, the Gemara Bava Tzil, with which we began, Chovos Hadar. So what do you see from that Gemara? So it sounds like the Chiyuv on the Socher is a real Chiyuv. Of course the Chiyuv Mezuzah is on the Socher. It's a Chovos Hadar. That sounds like we're saying that's the real Din D'Oraisa. It's the Pashas in the Gemara there too, is that there's a real Chiyuv Min HaTorah. What are you going to say, Le'idach Gisa? So what you'll say, Le'idach Gisa, you would have to say that the Gemara's, when the Gemara said Chovos Hadar, here's a question. The Gemara saying Chovos Hadar, and that's why the Socher is Chayiv? The Gemara saying Chovos Hadar, and that's why the Maskir is Pater? It's the same as the reinterpretation of Yadul Hafkira. The point is, if you don't live there, that's for sure true. If I own a house and I don't live there, I am Pater. If I own a house but no one's living there, Mezuzah is a Chovos Hadar. Certainly, in the fundamental sense, going back to basics, it's not enough that there's a bias. Structurally, there needs to be dira too. If I'm not living there and no one's living there, so it's not my chiyuv mezuzah. And if someone else is living there, that's not my chiyuv mezuzah either, unless it's my hishtamshus that I get to put people there. But if someone else moved in, that doesn't create a chiyuv mezuzah for me. Whether it creates a chiyuv mezuzah, that's for sure a din daraisa. The mezuzah is chovos hadar as opposed to the one who is not dar. Now, is mezuzah... that dar is a necessary criterion, that's for sure a din daraisa. In other words, if I own a house but I don't live there, I'm not chayv. Question is dar a sufficient criterion? Let's say I'm the socher, so I do live here but I don't own it. That's a machlokas. Is a chiyuv mezuzah daraisa created merely by the fact that I live there, or a combination of the fact that I live there and that I own it? And if I'm living there but I don't own, then it's only... So again, this is the machlok of the 2 days in Tosfos. The 2 days in Tosfos, whether there's no... The first day in Tosfos held that the chiyuv of the socher is daraisa, and ownership is really irrelevant. And the second day in Tosfos, no, ownership is relevant. There is a din of beisacha in the simple sense of shalcha. And the whole chiyuv of a socher, even long term, is only drabban b'shemar asayin. And again, we said this is going to impact how you understand the Gemara discussion of Beisecha, the discussion of Beisecha in Chulin and earlier on Daf Lamed Daled and Menachos. It's going to impact how you understand Biyadul Hafkira and Masecha Shabbos, and it's going to impact how you understand Chovos Hadar Maskir Socher in Bava Metzia. Was Chovos Hadar about the socher or about the Maskir? Okay. And the Ritva points out that we see, the Ritva assumes that we paskin like the Ziknu Social Hari. And the Ri Balatosfos, the end of his life, he came to the conclusion that ownership does matter min HaTorah, and therefore that the whole Chiyuv of a Socher is Midirabbanan. So, L'mayn Afkamina. Either way, I'm Chayv. I'm an Orthodox Jew, so I'm going to put mezuzah whether it's Taraisa or Drabana. Okay, let's say I live in two different houses, and one I own and one I don't own. So if I have nicer mehudutik mezuzah, so maybe, this one's Taraisa, that one's Drabana, I should put the more mehudutik mezuzah Taraisa. It seems like theoretically possible, but it seems like a little bit of a remote, obscure type of nafkamina. Reb Akiva Eiger gives you the classic nafkamina. If you keep a pischet tshuva and sifkat and tazayin, quotes Reb Akiva Eiger, raised the possibility that maybe if the bayis hasachar is only chayim drabanan, so then maybe that gives me room to be mekel. Whenever there's a suffik, whether there's a chiyuv mezuzah or not, and it's a maximum drabanan because it's a bayis hasachar, then maybe I should be mekel. It's an interesting possibility. Here he quotes this contest. I quote from Chus Rukiveger, not Rukiveger on the page here. Chus Rukiveger, we had many cases where it was a suffix, many cases where machlokas, otsar, delasa, bleed delasos. In other words, we assume, it says at the beginning of the simon. Like we have to, Rukiveger says maybe we should rethink the entire simon. So everything we said was a bias that's shallow. But if I'm just renting, so then I don't put a mezuzah on the pan, a walk-in pantry. I don't put a mezuzah on a garage if I'm renting the house. I don't put a mezuzah on the doorway between the living room and the dining room because it has no doors. And if you're the Rambam, it's a pater. So we're not maker like the Rambam. We said we're machmer like the Rambam. That if that was all mezuzah you're putting up, you wouldn't make a bracha there. But Kivager says, yeah, but how can I, maybe how can I skin if I own the house? If I own the house? So the language that he uses is maybe, it has to be a serious enough sheet. It has to be a sheet that, although we don't paskin like it, bevadai, but at least appears on the page in Shulchan Aruch. And he gives you a list. Not every machlokas, not every day of Hamekilin Rishonim made it to the page in Shulchan Aruch. That's why the question of the question on the previous Bechina, so it's to think about what are all the cases where there's a machlok to be shown and whether given situation is chayiv or pata. But Rabbi Akiva Eiger says, look, but there are a series of cases where the machlok is actually, the Deah HaMekila appears in Shulchan Aruch. The Deah HaMekila appears in Shulchan Aruch. So I don't think we accept the Halach Lamaisa. I do not know of any posek who Halach Lamaisa would say that if you're renting an apartment, you don't put a mezuzah on a door without a door, but it's an interesting thing to think about. Here's a nafkamina that is lamaisa. Here's nafkamina that is lamaisa, and it also plays out in an interesting way, bibliographically even, on the page of Shulchan Aruch. Just like we just saw, Rabbi Akiva Eiger was not Chiddush Rabbi Akiva Eiger Shulchan Aruch, but a Tshuva Rabbi Akiva Eiger caught by Pesachei Tshuva. The next level is Pesachei Tshuva quoting versus the Pesachei Tshuva himself, not in Pesachei Tshuva. What do I mean? Pesachei Tshuva was written by a Talmud Chacham, I think Ritzi Hirsch Eisenstadt, perhaps was his name. So Pesachei Tshuva is a sefer of his that's most common, and that's his collection of extraordinarily abbreviated, fantastically well abbreviated tshuvas. He also wrote a sefer of his own Ha'aris, or at least they publish his Ha'aris occasionally, and we're zocha to it here, Nachas Tzvi. That's the Pesachei Tshuva given his own day. Again, he's dripping bekiyas, but given his own sheet as opposed to quoting just what others said. So there's a machlokas between what he quotes in Pesachei Tshuva. He tells you in Sivkat Yud Ches, Birka Yosef, Chidon Birka Yosef says this, I in Benachas Tzvi, he says, but look in my Nachas Tzvi where I wrote what I think. And what's the issue? The issue is, what are we, and this is what you had touched on before, what do we mean Lachar Lamed? The language of the Gemara is a little, the Gemara doesn't even say Lachar Lamed. It says Toch. The language of the Gemara is a little bit ambiguous. So he wants to know, is what do we mean? Lamed Yo means what? Lamed Yo means 30 days into my rental, if I get that far, or Lamed Yo means it's at least 30 days long, 31 days or more. The Ptur Lamed Yo, let me say it more precisely. Say Lamed Yo, you're putter. You means that if the whole rental is only for Lamed Yo, then you're putter? Or the first 30 days of the lease are putter, even though you signed a year-long lease? In other words, and just talking Lamaisa, when you take you rent a vacation place unless you're going a very long vacation, that will likely be the whole lease is way less than Lamed Yom. But if you lease an apartment, typically that's a lease for a year. You sign a lease Meirosh. It's not a suffix. It's not a question. Well, we'll discuss in a couple of weeks. No, Meirosh. You know that you're there for a year. So the question is, when you know, when it's Meirosh, it's a long-term rental. Meirosh is a rental for 31 days or more. So when does your Chiyuv Mezuzah begin? So the Pesachei Tshuva quotes, it wasn't the Birka Yosef, was the Birka Yosef? He quotes the Derech HaChaim. Derech HaChaim said, yeah. It's the Derech HaChaim, the Nesivas, in his Derech HaChaim Seder, which we already saw referenced earlier in the Siman. So he says that you're chayiv, if it's a long-term lease, you're chayiv right away, from day one. But the Pesach Chua says, but look in Achal Tzivra, I said, no. No matter how long the lease is, you know, the Chiv only begins on day 31. The first 30 days are part of it. What's the issue? L'chor, that's this issue. Why? Because why am I part of Toch Lamed? So if you say that the whole Chiv even later is Rabbanan, so fundamentally, I'm really pater all the way through. Now, Ross, l'acher lamed yom, there's a mara sign. The first 3 days, no mara sign. So even if I know and my landlord knows that I'm going to be here for a year, but that's not public information. I don't post my lease agreement on the outside of my house. So a guy sees me here for a few days, no mara sign. But if he's going to see me here for more than 30 days, that at a certain point, it's going to look funny. So as long as by that point, by day 31, I have the mezuzah up. No problem. The first 30 days, I'm clear. But if you say, like the first day in Tosfos, no, there is no din of Beis Echa, which means, fundamentally, I'm chayiv. Narvas, pachas milam and yom is not a diras keva. What does that mean? Pachas milam not a diras keva, I mean, if the whole lease is less than 30 days, or if it's open-ended, it's not clear. But if me rosh, it's not that my dira becomes keva after 30 days. It's a short rental is aroi. A long rental is alpipashas, is kavod. That's what the Derech HaChaim Siddur, that's what the Nesivos appears to be arguing. This came up in a third context as well. In addition to the question of what do you do when you have a suffix or a machlokas, mezuzah and bayis ha-sachar, number one, of Kivager, called by the Pesach Chuvah Sivkan Tezayin. In addition to nafkin number two, a long-term rental are you having the first 30 days or not? Pesach Chuvah Sivkan Yudches. The third issue, this came up earlier in Rishonim, the very beginning of the Siman. And you know it because although it was Sif Aleph in Shulchan Aruch, it appeared in the Beis Yosef all the way at the end. He puts it all together because it's thematically connected. That's, you know, it appears here as Aleph parentheses Gimel because in Shulchan Aruch the din of Shutfus Akum appeared at the beginning. But the Beis Yosef put the mark. Remember, we discussed three reasons why Shutfus Akum would be pater from mezuzah. Either there's a cursed term of Sakana, maybe he'll think that you're doing Kishuf and that could put you in danger. Or there's a concern, not danger to me, but danger to the mezuzah. There's a concern that he may disgrace the mezuzah. Or number three, the Mordechai was of the opinion that you're fundamentally pater on Shutfus Akum, because what it will lead to in terms of sakana or in terms of risk to mezuzah, fundamentally pater because it has to be Beisach. It has to be Beisach. That's the most powerful expression. That if I rent, so then I'm chayv midrabanan. But if there's actually a non-Jewish owner, so then I'm absolutely pater legamer. That was the position of the Mordechai. That aligns with the position of the maskana of the Ri that the Ritva had quoted in Yul Yirav, the Bizaknusa, the Ri came around to embrace the second day. There is a din of Beisecha, and Bayis HaSachar is never more than a din de Rabbanon. See, one more din, before we go on to Sif Chav Gimel, one more din we should talk about in terms of the core dinim of rentals. And Moshe Feinstein, I believe, has a tshuva where he points out, I think there are several areas of halacha where this is relevant. It's relevant to Erev Chatzeres, it's relevant to mezuzah, it's relevant in a couple of ways. He points out that what hotels, hospitals, and prisons have in common, in a fundamental, in all those cases, someone is paying, whether it's me or the government or the insurance company, someone is paying for me to have a room in this facility. Very, very different moods. But what they have in common, Rav Moshe Feinstein points out, is that he thinks Al Pidin, they're very different than a standard Schiros, because when I rent an apartment, I have rights to this, I rented this particular unit. Masha Eino Kane, in a hotel or a hospital or a prison, typically I'm entitled to a room. I'm entitled to a room. If I'm not entitled to this room, management can inform me unilaterally that they're moving me to a different place. If I took a room in a hotel, they may need to give me a room that's at least as nice as the one that I took. But beyond that, they have the right to move me. As a matter of fact, typically when you book a hotel room, you're not booking room number 273. You're just booking a hotel room of a particular size. And even if I did, you know, book a particular room, typically the way the arrangement is that they have the right to move me to a different room of comparable or larger size. So Moshe assumes that as a result, I'm not considered to really be a socher in any of those spaces. It's considered, let's say, so for instance, in terms of Erev Chatzeros, we do not say that that you need to make an Erev Chatzeros in the hallway of a hotel in order to be able to carry there, because we don't see, even though there's a different individual or family or household in each of the rooms of the hotel, we don't see them as separate families. It's all just the dira. It's all just the dira of the hotel owner, and he's putting people in particular places. So you don't need, you know, unlike an apartment building, where if you want to carry in the hallways, you do need to have Erev Chatzeros. If it's a hotel, as an aside, footnote, if it's an apartment building within a makam me'urav, so typically the Erev Chatzeros will cover the hallways of the apartment building as well. But if you have an apartment building outside of an Erev, So there's no issue of mechitzas. Obviously, it's Rishus HaYachid, but in order to carry in the lobby or in the hallways, you need to have Erev Chatzeres in the building, because each apartment is a separate household. But in a hotel, or Rachman Atzlan, a hospital or a prison, there's no need for an Erev Chatzeres. And similarly, there's no Alpi Pashtus, no need for a mezuzah either in any of those spaces. The Darba Pundak might be a situation where I actually have a specific connection to that particular room. But if it's just Amatel to a room in the hotel, or Rahman al-Tzlan, a person is in a Jew is in a hospital, or Rahman al-Tzlan in a prison, so there's no, even if it can be there for a very long time, it's Yosim Ilam and Yom, but I'm not a full soaker, because I'm not being soaker this particular room. I'm just, I or someone is paying for the right for me to sleep somewhere, to get a bed somewhere. It may be exactly the same, but at least similar, perhaps, to like the Beis Yosef, Kosin Benak HaBayis, the end of Sif Aleph, parentheses Gimel, here at the very end of the Zimun, Kosin Orchas Chaim. The very, very end of the Beis Yosef. Chav Beis Beis, the Kotzim Bein Yerucham, he may be saying something somewhat similar. It may not be exactly the same, but at least it's a suggestion. Finally, an important, intriguing, and perhaps relevant to Lachal Maisa comment of Rav Shach, Sivkan Chav Gimel, but first, yeah.
Did we mention earlier about Sivan Aleph, that Rehiviger and
Iskachiva
both wrote that
a
Beis
HaSurim
is Chayav. Is it Rehiviger says?
Yeah,
Beis HaSurim,
yeah. Right, very good. So there, that was a sugya Yum, I think, Daf Yud. That's how Mezuzah came to be in Yum in the first place, I believe. He's talking there about Lishkas Parhadrin, that the Kohen Gadol, the opening Mishnah, Kohen Gadol moves in, he had a place where he would live for the week between Rosh Hashanah and Kippur and Har Bayis. So the Gemara there discusses is a mezuzah, not a mezuzah, it's a dira bal karche. Dira bal karche. So that's the discussion. If I'm forced to live somewhere, does that in and of itself make it a dira that's not mechayv mezuzah? So that's the question based on Asurim. But I think here the question is, it's not that there's like a single jail cell and this is where they put all the Jews and that's it. It's a big facility. There are, I don't know, whatever it is, 50, 100, 200 bed cells, what have you. And they put you here, they put you there, they can move you around. I think that's what Moshe assumes, that once you have that additional factor, that changes the calculus. Yeah. Well, Everyone's going to agree that Chovas Hadar implies that the Maskir is Pater. Al Pi Pashtos. The question is that the, well, let's put it this way. According to the Deya that a Socher is Chayav Min HaTorah, so at least the primary focus of saying Chovas Hadar is the Socher is Chayav. And therefore, the Maskir is Pater. Because it's a Socher is Chayav. Because you just follow whoever the Dar is. The Maskir is Pater because he's not Dar. Okay, Socher is Chayav because he is Dar. So that's how you would read the Gemara in Bavim Siya Kuf Aleph if you hold like the first day in Tosis that the Chi of Socher is the Chi of Dar, so there's no Din of Beisacha Shalcha. If you read the other way, then the primary Shpar of the Gemara really is the Maskir is Pater. It fits, either one fits well into the context of the Shach B'tayim. We would say, the Maskir is Pater, Chovas Hadar, and therefore, since the Maskir is not a Dar, he's Pater. What happens with the Socher, okay, we could discuss that. Maybe he's only Chayim Rabban. But the point there, the point of that Gemara, because remember the context, that's where we started, the context was, who has to take care of this? Who would take care of it? Of course the Maskir doesn't have to take care of it. Of course the Socher has to take care of it. So whether the Socher is Chivas Reis Rabbanan, if it's not the Maskir's issue, so then it's not the Maskir's issue. Socher is going to put it up, he's going to take. If he doesn't put up, it won't go up, which is correct from your day perspective.
The Socher wouldn't be considered a Dar?
The Socher is a Dar. But the question is, there's another way to translate this Machlokas and Tosfos, is when we say Chovas Hadar, do we mean all you need to be Chayiv is just Dar? That's a sufficient criterion? Once you have Dar, you're Chayiv? Or no, you need Dar plus owner to be Chayiv, Minat Torah. So Dar is net. Everyone agrees that Dar is necessary. The question is Dar necessary and sufficient? Or it's necessary but not sufficient? That's really the 2 days, right? If I live there but I don't own it, am I Chayiv Minat Torah, am I Chayiv Jabban? Now, the Shulchan Aruch Siv Chav Gimel tells us that when you say a Socher is Chayiv, that's not only when you're socher from a Jew, even when you're socher from a non-Jew. There had been a comment in the Haggos Maimini. He quoted the Re earlier, apparently. The Haggos Maimini had quoted, I believe it was the Re, that you're socher from a Nachri, you're Pater. Socher from a Nachri, you're Pater. It's difficult to understand how he read through Haggos Maimini. Haggos Maimini himself seems like he's struggling with it. Okay, maybe Patsam and Atari, Mishukhaiv and Jabbanan. Is that what the Re meant? Is that what the Re meant? But then he says, Haggos Maimini concludes, Haggos Maimini is Ashkenazi. Haggos Maimini was a contemporary of the Rosh Hashanah Mordechai. Haggahos, you should just know as a bibliographical note, the term Haggahos, Hey Gimel Hey Vachtav, that was a genre of Sefer that was common among the late Ashkenazi Rishonim. Where they would take an earlier Sefer Halacha and write give you additional Pisgei Halacha of the later Ashkenazim. Sometimes it was an early Ashkenazi Sefer, like the Rosh, who was raised according to Ashkenazim. Haggahos Ashri gives you the next couple of generations of the later Chachmei Ashkenaz. The Rosh was thinking in the 1300s. Haggahos Ashri gives you the later Chachmei Ashkenaz. Sometimes it's on a Sephardi. So then it's giving you early and late Ashkenazim because the core Sefer that's being written around is Sephardi. The two most famous examples are Haggahos Maimini on the Rambam and Haggahos of the Ramah on the Shulchan Aruch, which the Bach will sometimes refer to as the Haggahos Shulchan Aruch. So then you look at the Haggahos Shulchan Aruch. I don't have that. No, you do. That's the Ramah. Because that's the Ramah's writing in this genre of this style of Haggahos. So Haggahos Maimini is not saying Pshat in the Rambam. His goal usually is not Pirush. His goal is to give you what the Ashkenazim said about this topic. He's usually just using the Rambam as a sort of organizational scheme. The Rambam lays all the topics, so whenever he has something to tell you, Rabbi Nechiel said this, Rabbi Nesimcha said that, he'll give it to you, you know, I'll say to her Rambam. But every once in a while, he'll talk a comment on the Rambam, and he'll refer to the Rambam as the Amud. That's the last word is, as you see in the Amud. What do you mean the Amud? Doesn't mean a pillar. Doesn't mean a shtender. Amud is the column of text. The reason why we call Gemara Amud Aleph Amud Beis is because that's an Amud. That's what he said, the Rush, because two columns on each side of the page, it's Amud Aleph, Amud Beis, Amud Gimel, Amud Aleph. So he's also using Amud, means the column of text in the middle of the page. That goes, Mami, you say, that's the way you're referring to the Rambam. If you're looking at a page of Rambam, so the Amud, the pillar in the middle, is the Rambam himself. That's what he says. He says, the Ri said that your Socher Me'akam is Pater, you have a non-Jewish landlord, then the Jewish tenant is Pater. He says, but in the Amud, it doesn't say it that way. In the Rambam, it doesn't say that way. That's what he means. That the Beis Yosef makes it. Why? Because the Rambam says, the next Gemara above Metziah, about a fellow, when you're a socher, we'll get to Sereish Sadi Aleph, when you leave, when you move out, do you take the mitzvahs with you, do you leave them behind? So the Rambam quotes, the Gemara says, you leave them. We'll have to get into the details, we'll get to Sereish Sadi Aleph. When do you leave them? Why do you leave them? But the Gemara says, but if it's a nachri, so then you take the only the mitzvahs behind. You only leave the mitzvahs behind if it's going to be in nachri hands. Right? He has no mitzvah mezuzah, he may not treat the mezuzah properly, you don't leave mezuzah behind in nachri hand. Then you take the mezuzah with him. So the Rambam says, if it's a bias lagoy, the renter was chayv mezuzah, when he leaves the mezuzah, but if the house belongs to a guy, so then you take it with you. So obviously, you see that the house belonged to the guy, and yet, the socher was chayv kolzman, he was there, clearly against this Ri quoted by the Hagaras Maimon. How would the Ri himself read the Gemara? It's not just a kasha from Rama, it's not just a machlokes the Rama, it's against the Gemara. I think the answer is, if you look at the Gemara itself, the Gemara is not clear. Because the Gemara could also mean, not necessarily that the landlord is a Nachri, just that the next tenant is going to be a Nachri. The next person, it could be the landlord is Jewish, but the next tenant will be a Nachri. So I shouldn't leave mezuzah if the apartment will be next inhabited by a Nachri. But the Ri could argue, but if it's owned by a Nachri, then I wouldn't even have put up a mezuzah to begin with when I moved in. Okay, so that is his position quoted by Agaz Maimon. Agaz Maimon himself seems to be more excited about the position of the Rambam, and that is how he passed the Shulchan Aruch. Socher Bayis Me'en Yehudi, Chayiv B'mezuzah. Chayiv B'mezuzah. The Pshach has a long, long, long piece in Avi Ezra. It's a sefer on the sefer al Seder Rambam. So he has, I believe, only one piece in Hilchos Mezuzah. It is a very, very, very extensive piece. Very extensive, very fascinating. It's on Perek Vav Halachot Beis. It goes from Amud Samach Aleph to Amud Samach Tes. I'm mostly dealing with issues of shutfas. And when do you say, it's very fascinating, very wide ranging, by which mitzvahs do you say that I have to own it, and if I have a shutuf, then it doesn't work? When do you say I have to own it, but if a shutuf, it does work? That's one of the issues that comes up by Ksiva Sefer Torah. Can I become Ksiva Sefer, maybe we'll learn that later in the year. Can I become Ksiva Sefer Torah b'shutufas? Most people are. You give $100 to be mishtate from the Ksiva Sefer Torah. I didn't pay for it myself, totally. So that's interesting. But when do you say yes, when do you say not? A shutuf and an esrog. I own a chelik and an esrog, exactly enough, I have to fully own the esrog. See, he works, and then when do you say maybe, when you say you need sole ownership, when do you say partial ownership is good enough, a stake, a shutfus is good enough, and when do you say, and then he says, but another question is, shutfus with other Jews versus shutfus akum. How does that work? So he tries to work on the call. And at the very end, he says, by the way, you know, this whole discussion about renting, he doesn't understand the shach. Kash on the shach. The shach right here. Shach in Sukkot and Chavtes. Chayiv b'mezuzah. Shulchan Aruch had said, you rent from a nachri, you're chayiv b'mezuzah. La'achar lamed yom b'chutzler, to the Eretz Yisrael miyad. Okay. Doesn't seem like the Shach said anything very dramatic. It's chazrin over with Shulchan Aruch said the previous sif. Shach says, that's Rav Shach, Rav Eliezer Menachem Mam Shach, Apanavish, attacks the Shach, the sif sekoin. He says, that's super shver. What's super shver? What Shach didn't seem like he even said anything. This chazrin over. Ayin Shon is telling him to look back at Sif Chavez. Shach's fascinating. He says, your Toysirei raises an issue in Avodah Zarah Daf Chaf Aleph, and then the rush there digs in further. The Mishnah Daf Chaf Aleph Amud Aleph raises, talks about renting homes from a renting homes to a Nachri. Am I allowed to be a landlord with non-Jewish tenants? So one of the is that the Mishnah re-raises several issues. There's a Doraisa issue at the end of the Mishnah, on top of Chafal from an Aleph. Pasuk says, "Lo savi so evel beisachav ayisachem kamo." There's a separate one of the many Yisurim Avodah Zarah. There are many, many Yisurim Avodah Zarah. It's not just that it's also this week's parsha is also to worship Avodah Zarah, for sure. That's the most chamer Yisur of all. That's the hard, for sure, hard vayavra chiyevskiel to rachamal son for a Jew to worship Avodah Zarah. But there are many other Yisurim in the world of Avodah Zarah that don't involve deifying it. So, for instance, say this week's parsha, a Jew is forbidden to make an Avodah Zarah. Even though he doesn't believe in it, he recognizes that's Narishkeit, but you know, he has to make Parnassah. So he makes Avodah Zarah. Chas v'shal. Chas v'shal, that's a separate issur. A separate issur to have Hana. I'm not even manufacturing. I'm just a middleman. Also, separate, yet another issur, Daraisim, to Nenef from Avodah Zarah. Yet another issur is you're not allowed to have an Avodah Zarah, house an Avodah Zarah. I can't have an Avodah Zarah in my house. I'm not worshipping it. I'm not making it. I'm not even having Hana from it. It's just there. Chas v'shalom, says the Chumash, Issa d'raisa, lo sabi so evil b'sech. That disgusting Avodah Zarah has no place in your home. So the Mishnah says, so a Jew is not allowed to rent his home to a Nachri, to an Ovid Avodah Zarah specifically, because he's going to bring the Avodah Zarah into your house. Awesome. Frektosis. Well, how come we don't follow this Mishnah? Tosis says, in Ashkenaz, plenty of religious Jews rent their homes to non-Jewish tenants. But there's a Mishnah. Tosis starts handling different answers. Maybe this whole din is only in Eretz Yisrael, Beis Echa. But then the question is, mezuzah is also Beis Echa, and that's not... That's not limited to Eretz Yisrael. So the rush there, towards the end of the first paragraph of Avodah Zarah, on the Mishnah Gemara, Chafal from Aleph, one of the approaches that he highlights is a different mitzvah. It's not Eretz Yisrael versus Chutz La'aretz, but it's a different business mitzvah, a different legal mitzvah than B'tkuvas HaMishnah. How so? He says, why is it that if you have a Jewish landlord or non-Jewish tenant, right? So the Mishnah says if the non-Jewish tenant is an Ovid Avodah Zarah, so I'm Nachrim or not Ovid Avodah Zarah, but if he's an Ovid Avodah Zarah, you bring his Avodah Zarah, you want to bring his Avodah Zarah into your house, it's your issue. One second. It's Beis Echa of who? Who's considered to be Shalom? The Maskir or the Socher? So that's a general question, whether Schiros Gemara is a sugi, whether Schiros Kanya, Schiros Lo Kanya, what does that mean? Is Schiros Kona or not? Schiros is Kona as a Schiros. So Schiros, the Shaila with Schiros Kanya, Schiros Lo Kanya is really a code word for when we talk about Shalom in the world of Yisur V'Heter, for an Esrog or for an Avodah Zarah, whatever it is, in the world of Yisur V'Heter, when you have a rental agreement, so it's the item, the rented item is considered Shalom of whom? It's Shalom of the Mosque or Shalom of the Socher. So the Rosh says, the Bavali seems to come to the conclusion of Schiros Lo Kanya, and which means that it's considered to be Shalom of the Mosque, and therefore, if Chaim rents his home to Christopher, and Christopher brings his Avodah Zarah into Chaim's home, the Mishnah says that's a problem. It's a problem for Chaim because it's still Beiso of Chaim. Because Schiros Lo Kanya. We don't say that the Shalom for Yisur Heter purposes switches to the Socher. But the Rosh says, that was then and this is now. What do you mean? The Rosh says, because when he says, under contemporary Dimach Lusadina, the renter has much more durable rights to the property than B'tkufas HaGemara. Specifically, the B'tkufas HaGemara, if you have a landlord living in one house and he rents his second house out to the tenant, and then the landlord's house burns down, so b'tkuvas HaTalmud, the landlord could kick the tenant out. Just can't just do it for no cause, but for cause. You can kick the tenant down. The tenant did nothing wrong. The Rosh says, B'dinayim, Dima Pusadina, in medieval France and Germany, was not that way. And that's not that way for us either. The landlord has no recourse. If the tenant violated terms of the lease, so then sometimes the landlord has the right to kick him out. Even then, kulei hai v'ulai. But soon, just because the landlord, we feel terrible for the landlord, that his own personal residence burned down, but it does not give him the right to kick the tenant out. The tenant has an absolute right, within reason. He has a full right to this property. So Rosh says, that means that b'zman hazeh, schiras is kanya. It's shaloh of the socher. And therefore, says the Rosh, and it's quoted in Shulchan Aruch, Hilchos Avodah Zarah, therefore, Rosh says, B'tkuvas ha-mishnah, the legal mitzias was such that if the Jew is renting to the non-Jew, it's considered, the house is still shaloh of the Jew. But b'zman hazeh, it's considered shaloh of the socher. And therefore, it's not the Jew's issue. What the non-Jewish tenant brings into the Jew's house, not the Jew's issue, because it's shalom, the bias for Yisrael to purpose, shalom of the Sochet. Ad kan, the discussion of Avodah Zarah. Why are we bringing this in here? Why does Rav Shach bring this in? Because, turn it on its head. Our whole discussion has been, is there a din of Beisecha? Right? And our assumption throughout has been, if there's a din of Beisecha Shalcha, not just Beisecha Yemin HaKnisa, so then the socher is not Chayev Min HaTorah. Why? Well, the unspoken assumption was because it's not Beiso. He doesn't own it. The Masker owns it. Because Schiros Lo Kanya. Because from in terms of Yisra, in the realm of Yisra Heter, it's Shalom of the Masker. Ah, Rosh Hashanah says, one second. But that's no longer true, because we have a different legal, secular legal mitzias, which drives, and he says, at the very least, drives the nature of a schiras between a Jew and a non-Jew. What should even change the nature of a schiras between a Jew and a Jew? That gets into figuring out the scope of Dima Chus Adina. But certainly, in a business relationship between a Jew and a non-Jew is governed by, for sure, governed by Dima Chus Adina. So, it had been a kula in Hilchos Avodah Zarah when the maskir was Jewish and the socher was not. By the same line of reasoning, when the maskir is a non-Jew and the socher is a Jew, we should say the house is shaloh of whom? Of the socher. Because it's manas as chiras kanya. Because if my non-Jewish landlord lost his house, I would feel terrible for him, but I would not be legally required to give up the rental to him. So schiras kanya. So it's shaloh of the socher. So Shach says, watch this. Shach says, so Ibrazai, so that at the very least, when you rent from a non-Jew, not only you chayiv and mezuzah, you chayiv and mezuzah min ha Torah. And even more. And he says, and there's no, shouldn't be anything of lamed yom. Shouldn't be any din of lamed yom, because we paskin that norm the chiv of soch is midrabanan. So what's in between lamed yom and not lamed yom? It's a din drabanan, but marasai. It's a sheer drabanan, marasai. Okay, so if you get rid of that, then it's exactly the same as when you buy a house. The notion that lamed yom has independent life, because that's part of what's called, what defines as Dira's Kavah. That was the other day. We don't paskin like that. So he says, he thinks that based on what the Shulchan Aruch, the way the poskin paskin in Hilchos Avodah Zarah, we should say that a socher buys min ha-nachri is chayiv, not min ha-torah, but immediately. And that's why he's tameya on the shach. Rav Shach is tameya on the shach here. How come the shach here wrote that your socher buys min ha-nachri is only chayiv lachar lamed yom? Why not be chayiv right away? And now we're ready to bring all together halacha lamaisa, both sifchat beis and sifchat gimel. Lamaisa, you move into a rental. What do you do? If you move into a short-term rental, less than 30 days, no chayiv mezuzah, unless you're in Eretz Yisrael. If you move into a long-term rental, so we don't, halacha lamaisa, we're generally not make a like a kiveger that any time there's a machlokas, by Bais HaSachar, or we should assume you're pater. But we do have that issue of, are you chayiv right away or not chayiv right away? Right? Derech HaChaim, it said you're chayiv right away. It's a long-term rental. And the Pizchei Tshuva himself, Nachas Vi, said, no, you're potter. You're only chayiv lachar olam, even if it's a long-term rental. So, number one, maybe you want to be machmer for the Derech HaChaim. And according to him, it's a chayiv d'oraisa right away. But even if you'll say, no, but we're convinced that we passed like the other day, that there's a din of Beisach and the Chiv of the Sochus Oim Jabanan. Yeah, but you may want to think about Rav Shach's argument. It's particularly if you're renting from an Achri, there's a Chiv right away. So Rav Shachter recommends Lamasa, if you want to cover your bases, is to put up the mezuzah on day one, Beli Bracha, and then on day 31, take it down, and then immediately put it back up with a Bracha. You're probably going to want to put it up on day one with scotch tape, because you start nailing it and you have to pry it off a month later. Well, I do that to your beautifully painted patina. So you put it up with scotch tape on day one, Beli Bracha. Number one, that's if you want to be machmer for either the two opinions, either the opinion of the Derech HaChaim, the long-term rentals chai right away, or the opinion of Shah's, or if, at the very least, if you're renting from a Nachri, the opinion of Rav Shach, that you're chai right away because Bizman is a based on the contemporary legal regime, Schirus is kanya. But then, in case that's not the case, and in fact you're only chayiv from day 31, so you'll make the bracha on day one, put it up with scotch tape, and then day 31, you take it down, put it right back up, and nail it up, or tape it up, whatever you want to do, permanently, with a bracha, and now you cover all of your bases. Baruch Hashem, Ben Zocha, to complete Simon Reish Pevav, a very, very long and rich and very, very practical simon. Baruch Hashem. Baruch Hadran Alach V'Hadran Halan. And we will move forward in the coming week to a shorter and also highly relevant Simon Reish Pei Zayin, which will focus us on we've been focused primarily on the Tanaim of the Bayis, the Deer of the Bayis and the Tzur of the Bayis. Reish Pei Zayin, we're going to be focusing on the dinim of the tsura of the Pesach, of the pitzimim and the mashkof and the archways and so on and so forth. That's where we're going to pick up in the coming week. Mirtz Hashem. Shkoyach Chevron.